In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today is the fifth Sunday of the month of Abib. And usually, whenever there is a fifth Sunday, the readings are always from the Gospel of St. Luke in the second half of the year, and in the Gospel of, from the Gospel of St. Matthew in the first 6 months. It's all related to the Gospel of the Blessing, where the Lord fed the multitudes. So whenever there is a fifth Sunday, you will always hear the Gospel telling us about the story of feeding the multitude from the five loaves and two fish. And the setting of blessing, where the Lord blessed the food and gave to the multitude, teaches us, if we really want to be blessed, how we can help ourselves to have the same setting. In this setting, there was the Lord in the midst, which is something for sure, no way we can attain any blessings unless the Lord will be in our midst. In the midst of our houses, in the midst of our churches, there is no way anyone could get blessed unless the Lord will be in the midst. And also the Lord taught us, before he blessed the things, to give thanksgiving. Even it's very few, the food is not enough at all, but he taught us to thank for what is little, and then he will multiply it and make it to satisfy all of those people. Also, in this setting of the blessing, we see that the Lord is making his disciples to distribute the food as a sign of the role of the church in working with the Lord for blessing the people. And another thing which is the subject of our meditation today is the Lord asked the disciples to make the people to sit in groups of 50. There were 5,000 people, men, except the women and the children. And before blessing them and giving them to eat, they have to be in groups of 50. Everything should be in order. The blessings also come from setting things in order. Our houses, our lives, our churches will be blessed when we work to set things, all of us, to make it in order. This order brings peace. Any life which is ordered is peaceful, and any life which is like a mess, of course, they miss the peace for sure. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. We want to be blessed. Make sure that your life is organized. Your house is organized, your work is organized, your church is organized. This is something for sure for this setup where the Lord multiplied the food and gave to everyone, that he set everything in order. That's why St. Paul is instructing and commanding us in his epistle to the Corinthians, saying, let all things be done decently and in order. It's a commandment. It's not optional. It's not for some people who are meticulous with the issue of order. It is a commandment. We have to live up to this. Everything we practice, we do, should be decently and in order. So whenever we are living our lives not decently, not in order, actually we are breaking a commandment. The question is, what does it mean to do things in order? How we understand that things should be in order in our life. The first thing is, everything has to be done in its time. For everything there is a time, as King Solomon is telling us in his book, the Ecclesiastes chapter 3. To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. For everything there is a season and there is a time. To set things in order means I do what should be done in this particular season. If it is time for study, then we study honestly. It's time to sleep, then we sleep and we take enough sleep. If it's time to come to the church, then we have to wake up, make sure that I'm going to spend these hours in the church. If it is time to work, then we do it in due time. If it's time to have fun, also there is time to have fun. Then everything should be in time, in due time. God taught us so. For everything he had made, there was a time. There was a time that for him to come to the world and to be incarnated for the salvation of mankind. There was a time for him to save the Israelites from the land of Egypt. They stayed there for 400 years. Why? There is a time for everything. Whenever it's due time, I will get them out. There is a time for everything we do in our life. Things are messed up when we mix up times. We play in the time of being serious. And also, we worship, maybe we do not worship whenever it's time to worship, and everything is not done in due time. You want to set things in order, have everything done in due time. You have to have your life scheduled. You have to have your day and your week and your month. You know exactly what you are going to do in which particular time. By this way, you will be blessed. To set things in order, then everything should be planned. Everything should be planned. A lot of people, they live their life reacting, not proacting. What is the meaning of this? Reacting means that they see what is going to happen and then they will react to it. I go in the day with no plan whatsoever. I just go and see what's going to happen and then I react to the need. With this life, I will be always under stress because a lot of things will happen and I was not planned to it. It was said by a wise person that the people who fail, they do not fail to, they do not plan to fail. No one planned to fail, but actually they fail to plan. We fail when we do not plan. We just go and do what should be done today. The proactive people are those people who live with a plan. They take initiative, they set things under control by planning. This is what I'm going to do today. There is a time for my prayers. There is a time for my study. There is time for mingling with my friends. And there is time to sleep and have rest. Everything is planned. That's why the day has a blessing. How many days we felt like we spent it and we gain nothing out of it? The day passed and we gain nothing out of it. Why? Simply because there was no plan. The summer sometimes is a burden on families. Simply because we don't plan it. We don't know what we are going to do. And then every day will be a struggle and a fight between the parents and the children. Why? There is no plan. They just go and do whatever they want to do, and then the parents are not happy, and they start yelling and screaming at each other. If we really plan, things will be set in order, and we will feel the blessings of every day. Saint Joseph, in the Old Testament, he saved the whole world at that time, because he was a man that was able to plan. He knew something is coming, and then before it comes, I have to set things in order. I have to plan and start to collect the harvest to make sure that when the time of the famine comes, we'll have something to eat. To set things in order means that every member in a group or in the congregation or the family should take care of his responsibilities in the group. Everyone has a responsibility. Wherever we are, whatever we do, we are responsible. In our houses, everyone, every member has a responsibility. In the church, every member has a responsibility. In our works, every member has a responsibility. When responsibilities are mixed up, and people are some of them, they do not work it, and some others will take over their responsibilities, then this is a setup of confusion, where people lose peace, and some people are overwhelmed, and others are doing nothing. A lot of the children in their houses, sometimes they feel like the responsibility is laid over the shoulder of dad and mom. We have nothing to do here. We are people who receive what those old people are doing. But this is not the case. Even if I am the youngest member in the family, I still have a responsibility. Sometimes we come to the church with everything is the responsibility of the priest or the deacons or the board of the deacons. But this is not right. Everyone has a responsibility. Sometimes people come and complain against the Sunday school and say it is not satisfactory, we don't enjoy it. What did you do to contribute and make the Sunday school more fruitful? It is not only those people who are volunteering to do a work, it is the responsibility of all of us. When responsibilities are mixed up, no clear line between who should be doing what, then things are not in order. We will never feel a blessing. Things are in order when rules are carefully watched and followed. First of all, there should be rules. Again, this is something which is we accept it as like it's a fact, but actually a lot of our houses, they do not have bylaw. The bylaw is set for any organization to set what should be done and how and who. These bylaws or these rules should be also in our houses. We have rules. This is the time where we all gather and eat. This is the time of all of us to go out together. This is the time where the TV is shut. Everything, there is a rule, and then we follow the rules. We find it very easy to follow the rules of strangers, the people outside, maybe the traffic outside. Maybe in our works, we follow the rules carefully because there is punishment after this if we break the rules. But we feel so loose and reluctant to follow the rules, maybe in the church and maybe in our houses. I know that if I dump something, a trash, from outside the window of my car, I will be fine. Then we avoid this. But we easily can do this in the house. The child eats, or maybe not a child, a youth eats and leave his food in place. He is not even, he doesn't care even to have the place around him to sit clean and tight. We can do the same in the church, and we don't feel like we are burdened by doing this. Why? The same rules applied here and there. When there is no rules, and rules are not followed, then there is a mess. There is no order. And at this setup, then we have a big problem, and we will never feel blessing. Things are also to be in order when we are able to work together in team. One of the things they evaluate the employees in any organization about is the ability to work in a team. What is the meaning of this? They say this person is a team player or not. What does this mean? I am able to work in a team when I am able to cooperate with others and I submit to leadership. This is the basic rules. If I can do this, I can work with others in order to achieve a goal. I am a team player. And if at the same time I am able to submit to leadership, then we will also have a profitable organization. This organization might be my workplace, might be my family as well. In the family, we are members in a team. Everyone should be working in harmony in order to deliver results. The wife should be submitting to the husband. This is not a rule done by the Coptic Orthodox Church. It's the rule of the Bible. This is what it says. And the husband should love his husband and also be loving her as the church, as the Lord loved the church. This is the rules of the team. We should be working all of us together, and also we should be submitting to the leadership in the house, in the church, wherever we are, whatever we do. When we do this, then things are in order. Otherwise, then we are amiss. When the people compete on the leadership, who should lead? There is a bylaw for everything. When we compete on the rules, or we leave rules to each other, you do this, and we start nagging. No, this is your responsibility. No, I'm not supposed to do so. This is not a teamwork. This is a mess. Things are also in order when we forecast for the future. We forecast the future. I see things coming, and I know that because this is coming expected, then I have to do something today. Let me give you example. We know that when our children will be 18 and above, our authority as parents on them will be less. They will not have much time and much attention to give it to us. Forecasting this future makes us today, when I have a child who is like in his in the elementary time, I will be spending more time with him, trying to enhance the bond. So whenever he will be in a teenager, he will give me his ears. I already forecasted that he will have in this teenaging time some challenges. Then I work now while he is still a small kid in order to make sure that later on we will be able to communicate. When I cut the bridges between me and my son, I don't care to set time to speak with him. And the relationship between a father and a child is I'm just giving him order, and I'm happy that he is following and obeying. Whenever it's the future, whenever he is a teenager, he gives me a hard time. We know very well that unless child is seated in the church when he is a child, Then whenever he is a teenager, then the church will be for him very boring. Sometimes we are so reluctant to take care of this. When my children, they come with me when they are youth, then they are young children, then I just lose this time. I sleep whenever it's time to come to the church. I don't care to come. And then I come suffering later on and see and say to the people, I have a problem. My child doesn't want to come to the church. You taught him so. You did not forecast for the future. Everything was very loose whenever he was a young kid. This is the order that is given to us from the church and from the Bible. We should do things decently and in order. Always remember that the sitting or the feeding the multitude included that the people should sit in groups of 50 in order for the Lord to bless and to give them. Remember these small facts, how to do things in order. Everything has to be done in its time. Everything should be planned. Every member should take care of his responsibilities in the group. Rules should be followed, and the ability to work in a team, cooperating with one another and submitting to the leadership, and also forecasting the future. Glory be to God forever and ever and ever.